It leans on man-made methods and says those who use the law are legalistic. John Newton, writer of Amazing Grace, said, "Ignorance of the nature and design of the law is at the bottom of most religious mistakes." An image in our mind of a tolerant God. This is a false God that tolerates sin and smiles on humanity as a friend. In fact, God hates sin, calls sinners enemies, and commands us to hate sin as well. Read James 4:4, Romans 5:10, Colossians 1:21, Psalm 97:10, Psalm 119:104, and Amos 5:15. How much does God hate sin? Look to the cross. Charles Spurgeon said, "The very least offense against God is so intolerable that if hellfire were put out, one sin could kindle it again." Presentation of a false grace. This grace enables people to stay in their sins by allowing the person to lean on a crutch of imperfection, making the so-called road to heaven wide when in fact this road leads to hell. The true grace of God empowers you to walk the straight and narrow. Matthew 7:13 and 14, Romans 5:20, and Romans 6:1-2. The true grace of God pulls out the crutch so that you may lean on Him who is able to make you perfect and perfect the things that which concerneth you. Again, read Matthew 5:48 and Psalm 138, verse 8. A presentation of a false love. This love overlooks sin and is demonstrated in lip service, not in action. However, the love of God is confrontational, not in lip service, again, but in action. Read 1 John 3:18. Example, there's a family having a barbecue on top of a burning building. As you walk by, instead of yelling to them to get out of the building, you imply they're okay by putting on your Sunday smile and waving to them. You'd say, "That's crazy. Nobody in their right mind would do that." Well, the truth is, it happens all the time. People are too afraid to confront sin, and little do they realize that their blood is on their own hands. Read Ezekiel 3 and 33. Charles Spurgeon again rightly said, "I am told Christians do not love each other. I am very sorry if that be true, but I rather doubt it, for I suspect that those who do not love each other are not Christians." False prophets, God of prosperity and false peace. These supposed prophets, through enticing words, raise an idol god and promise peace when there is no peace. In other words, God will give you a bigger house, a bigger car, and more money. Listen to what the great reformer Martin Luther rightly said. "Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should never have foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect such as teach that men should not be terrified by the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ." Grace in Webster's 1828 means the power to restrain from sin, not to indulge in it. Read Jeremiah 6:13 through 14, Ezekiel 13:10, and 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 3. They preach that gain is godliness, making merchandise of the people, whose God is their belly and whose glory is in their shame. They mind earthly things, consuming things on their own lust, being covetous, and making a show of righteousness. They are an abomination to God. They are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ, accursed children, whose end is destruction. Those that come to their false God are made more than the sons of hell than they are. Read Philippians 3:18 through 19, 1 Timothy 6:4 through 12, Ezekiel 34, Galatians 1:8 through 9, and Luke 16:14 through 15, Matthew 6:1 through 6, and Matthew 23, verse 15. However, the true prophets of God warn of the judgments to come, speaking the truth always, regardless of what people think of them. 1 Kings 22 and Galatians 1, verse 10, and 1 Peter 4, 12 through 14. The true prophets are hated by many and loved by few. Unlike the false prophets, they keep the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith, for which they are usually despised and cast out of the church. Jesus said, speaking to those that reject him, "You serpents, you generations of vipers, how can you
lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt?" This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say that you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law of God. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves as a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place. The law cuts into the core of evil, it reveals the seat of malady, and informs us that the leprosy lies deep within. They must be slain by the law before they can be made alive by the gospel. The Prince of Preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Let me put this into terms that everybody can understand. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 in Christ Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, you seen what we were talking about yesterday, and we're going to go ahead and springboard from that just a little bit. And what we're going to be talking about again today is just this, is that, interesting. Yeah, this is interesting. Okay. And folks, here, let me give this to you really quick because it seems like there's some sort of technical problem going on. Go ahead and check us out on social media platforms. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or before it's new, subscribe to both. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or before it's news.com as well. And with that, if you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Now, I do want to just get to this because I have a little bit of a surprise concerning what it is that I need to bring to the table. I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but in the state of Minnesota, the mainstream media is reporting that there was a lock 8-8 concerning that of the articles of impeachment, both on Ellison and Walz. And I'm going to get Ben Davis on for one segment in about 6 minutes here just to tell you the truth of the matter, because Resolution 6 and 7 are still alive in the committee. But again, what it shows you, friends, is how the mainstream media lies to just basically cast hopelessness to the rest of the people so they can throw their hands up in the air and say, "Oh, see, we told you so. It wasn't going anywhere." Well, it's not true. So I'm going to pull him up here in just a moment. But before I do, I want to get over to this really quick because this is kind of a premise to what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here. During a speech at a Pentagon church service, yeah, that's controlled by the Zionists, by the way, Ezekiel 25:17 was made in reference. But here's the thing. It's not actually from the Bible. But see, those that don't take the time to know what the Word of God says, they're not going to know the difference now, are they? No, it's not actually from the Bible, but it is from the Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction, one of the most vilest movies ever. I remember just watching a part of it back in the 90s when I was in the rock and roll scene, and it was just like, okay, I'm done not watching this. But what's interesting here is Mr. Adulterer here, just like the rest of them, and the Zionist here, he literally fabricated a biblical quote based off of the movie while pretending to be a pious Christian. Now, of course, people are right away, you're going to get your handful of that are going to try to justify what they can't justify and say that's just not true. And I love it when people say it's just not true, especially on this show, because what we always do is take you through it so you can see for yourself the truth of the matter. And here it is for you, again, on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com as well. Check this out, folks. Again, just proving the truth. Acts are stubborn things.
So the prayer is Cesar 25:17, and it reads, and pray with me, please.
The path of the downed aviator is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish.
This is Pete Hegseth and the movie, so it's
blessed
not
is he who
two
in the
different
name
feeds.
Of camaraderie and duty shepherd the lost through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to capture and destroy my brother. And you will know my call sign from Sandy 1 when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
So the prayer is...
Isn't that crazy, folks? Isn't that crazy how people call me a liar? Or they say it's just not true, or it's out of context concerning what I'm saying. But in fact, it is exactly what they're saying. Did this with Michael Flynn before, did this with several other people before, just showed you this with Franklin Graham over the last couple days, how he perverted scripture to their own destruction. And in the process, friends, again, what do? Those that don't take the time to know the Word of God for themselves, they just blindly follow behind their oppressors, and then they call those that are telling them the truth, they shoot the messengers for a better way of saying it. What do? They turn around and they call us liars, when in fact, they're the ones that have the missing information. So what do we have here again, friends? We have nothing more than the Pete Hegseth quoting a fake Bible verse from the movie Pulp Fiction in a Pentagon sermon. This should not come at any surprise. Yesterday we were talking about how the cussing preacher, Mr. Driscoll, has been called up to bring forth a message for the rededication of America to God by Donald Trump, and I guess we can all figure that one out as well. But what we're going to do, friends, is we're going to come right back to this in just a moment, and what we're going to go ahead and do is I'm just having some issues here on some social media platforms, friends. Sorry about that. Don't know what's going on. But in the meantime, we're going to continuously try to figure this out. And again, we got Rep. Ben Davis jumping on with us in just a couple minutes here to basically share with us exactly what's going on down at the state capitol. Because again, what we've been told, friends, is not true at all. But yet the mainstream media is out there telling us that it's a done deal. No, it is not. As a matter of fact, I have it right here. It's being reported by David Harris, who should do his homework before he reports on it. And what is it? He says, well, the impeachment effort against Governor Tim Walz and AG Keith Ellison blocked in deadlock 8-8 vote. But, right? But is it true? Absolutely not. Again, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, subscribe to those pages. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And if you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. We're going to be coming up on a hard break here, friends, again. And again, I apologize for any inconvenience as to what's going on with our affiliates right now. We're just trying to get through this right now. And in the process of doing that, we will get through this. But again, we have Rep. Ben Davis on the other side in just a moment here. And one more time, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. You know, since I have a second here, friends, if you'd like to check out our schedule, do so on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. And also check out our store, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Hopefully we're caught up here and back on track. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, my name is Ron Branster with the American Policy Center, and we are on the front lines combating that global movement of the Green New Deal scam. Our partnerships with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio have elevated our message with a secure relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So please join us in our efforts and listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean. Our message is your future. Thank you.
BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Now, concerning the Second Amendment, to ban guns because criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Lysander Spooner. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper, United States Marine Corps, rightly stated, "If violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim." We must not only assert the truth, we must attack the evil and the false. Martin Lloyd Jones. Was not Leonardo da Vinci correct when he said, "Not to punish evil is equivalent to authorizing it"? Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. So we got some things that are a little bit odd going on here in the state of Minnesota. It's being reported by Elta News that Minnesota House impeachment, this applies to the country for the record, the Minnesota House impeachment push against Walz, Ellis, and Stalls, an 8-8 committee. And so what I did is I got on the phone yesterday, called Ben Davis, because I just watched him broadcast the indictment against Ellison and Walz, and it couldn't have been done any better than what Ben did. Honestly, it was fantastic. It was perfectly laid out in what was said, needed to be said, and it was said. And I got on the phone with him and I said, "What's going on?" He said, "Bradley, Resolution 6 and 7 are still alive." And I said, "Well, what they're doing right now in national media is trying to say that it's in a deadlock and it's going nowhere." As a matter of fact, one individual, and I'm not going to say his last name, but he is one that posted a comment. He said, "These types of committees typically have an odd number of members so that ties don't occur. What's up with this one?" So I decided to get Ben up on the radio program with us and tell the American people that, listen, this whole process of impeachment is still alive and well. Ben, thank you for jumping on. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What's going on down there concerning what's being reported in contrast to the facts of the matter?
Bradley, thanks for having me on, sir. I'm getting some pretty bad echoing feedback here.
Okay, I think it would be on your end. It's unless you have a speaker behind you, or if you're listening.
Nope, I don't. I'm just speaking directly into my phone.
Okay,
but I'll just deal with it.
Okay.
So here's how I'll start this off. The swamp is real in St. Paul.
Oh, there's no doubt. No doubt.
Yesterday there was a hearing on a resolution that is called the R13A resolution. And what that resolution was to set up rules on how we would move forward with impeachments within the Minnesota House of Representatives. Now, the Constitution already says that it just takes a majority, so 50% plus one, to move this political indictment, which is what an impeachment is, because we have no authority to actually indict someone in a court of law or arrest anybody. So it is a political process. 50% plus one, then it goes to the Senate for a trial. And so what the chair of the Rules Committee, Chair Niska, did was he wanted to set up rules to have this heard in the Fraud Committee, which actually, Bradley, after thinking about it, it does make sense. But that got voted down 8 votes to 8 votes, and the reason why we have a tie is because we're tied 67-67 in the House, so each committee is tied as well. Does that make sense?
Yep, it does.
And then the chairs take turns every other committee. And so we had a Republican chair, therefore we had a hearing on setting up rules, again, the R13A resolution, and that is what failed. So we did not take a vote on H.R. 6, which is the impeachment of Walz, nor H.R. 7, which is the impeachment of Attorney General Keith Ellison.
Okay. Interesting. Let me ask you a question. I'm going back to the Constitution of the United States, and I'm looking at Article 1, Section 6, and you said it was a political process concerning what's going on down there. And that's true to a certain point, but the question that needs to be begged here, is there anybody in the state of Minnesota that believes that either Walz or Ellison, for the most part, and this is absolutely true, are not responsible for defrauding the people of the state and, along with that, treasonously alluring in illegals into our state and handing over that money to them through this fraud in means of conquering who we are?
I think I understand the question. So I will tell you this, from what I've heard from the other side of the aisle, every Democrat wants Walz to get away with this, and whoever takes his place, they want business as usual. They
yep.
want illegals keep coming into our state, and
yep.
and that's the thing. I've noticed a pattern since I've gotten, this is my fourth year here, and they are constantly pushing communist policies
yep.
that pushes out free market capitalism, which are typically conservatives.
Yep.
They're leaving the state, plus they can afford to leave the state. And now we're bringing in a residentry, if you will, i.e. illegals and others, citizens who are a different demographic that are going to vote for them and continue to vote for them.
Right. Okay. So that's good and all, but I guess the point that I'm trying to make is because when you look at the general population of the state, I don't think there's anybody that would disagree that they're guilty of treason. And when you look at treason,
I completely agree.
Yeah. Okay. And that's what I was going for, Ben. So when you look at that, you see aiding and abetting the enemy, and that is defined out as treason, and they're to be impeached, and that's what you're bringing in through the process of right now.
That.
Yep, and then that's Article 2, Section 4, and I'm talking federal. And then you look at Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, that's where you come in to prosecute them. Well, there's actually provision in the Constitution, Ben, for those that didn't know, in Article 1, Section 6, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution, where it says that they're only protected from arrest during attendance at sessions and while traveling, except for treason. except for felonious activity or breach of the peace. And by the way, what I just highlighted right there in Article 1, Section 6, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution, we all the well know both of them are guilty of this numerous times. So they can be arrested on the floor, which would avoid the political process. But I guess I would just ask this question because I only have you for two more minutes, Ben, and thank you for jumping on with such short notice. Why is it that everybody sees it for what it is, and we keep complaining about those that call the Democrats today, and they're trying to defend Tim Walz and Keith Ellison, and I would assume, without being speculative about this in any sense of the word, the only reason they want to make sure that they're not going down is because they're trying to protect themselves in the process as well. What say you?
Yeah, I would say that's exactly right. And unfortunately, I think our only hope is for God to move on the hearts and minds of those at the federal level to actually step in and do something, because I think the evidence, especially with Attorney General Keith Ellison, probably Tim Walz too, that they should be walked out in handcuffs.
And again, I've heard that numerous times, and I guess I've talked to sheriffs, I've talked to said representatives, I've talked to senators, and Ben, every single one of them agrees with that assessment and that conclusion, but yet it's what we're not seeing today. So I just want to make it clear before we get to the next hard break here, Ben, that everything's still alive and well in the process of the motion to actually impeach and prosecute both of them. Is that true?
Yeah, because again, we did not take a vote on H.R. 6 and H.R. 7. They are still sitting in that committee, and I've already requested once another hearing for those, and I will continue to do so.
And we stand with you, Guy, and we're totally appreciative of your efforts. And again, Ben, thanks for jumping on with such a short amount of notice.
Thanks, Bradley.
Yep, thank you. Hey, guys, this is the kind of stuff we're looking for right here, these kind of said representatives, because if you dig deep enough, friends, you're going to find these guys, and they're ones that are willing to stand up and take it to them and bring forth justice, which guards our liberties, because without it, friends, we're not going to have a future and a hope. But these guys are out there. We just got to find these guys. And what we need to do is get behind them and prop them up and aid them in the process of bringing forth justice upon the heads of those that are guilty. Folks, what's happening right now is the mainstream media, once again, proving my point. What are they doing? They're promulgating lies, trying to tell everybody that it's going nowhere, and yet it's still alive. And yet it's still alive, friends, and yet they're promoting that it's not, it's dead in the water? Nonsense. Nonsense, friends. This is why we have to see the process through. Because what they want to do, again, they just want you to throw your hands up in the air and say there's nothing we can do about it. Hey, folks, here it is. You have up to $30 billion in fraud. That money been given to those that have been allured illegally into the state, taking that money, aiding and abetting terrorists and terrorist countries and organizations, and yet somehow or another, Keith Ellison and Tim Walz are going to be held without consequence? Is there some like provision that says they can do whatever they want to do without consequence? Absolutely not. That is a figment of your imagination if you believe that, because that is one thing you will not find in the Constitution. It says just the exact opposite. What holds and perfects our unions, friends? And I'm talking about throughout the United States of America. Justice. Do you understand? Justice in America, we the people are the government. America, we the people are the law under God. America, we are the ones that are going to have to bring it, because you know as well as I do, if we leave them to themselves, we're only going to add more strength to the next guy that comes in to assail the people of the state and the country. Enough is enough. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. 281-845-4704.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall and prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey folks, this is State Representative Ben Davis. We're in a battle for the soul of our nation, and here in Minnesota, we're taking a stand. From the airwaves to the state capitol, we're fighting to defend our God-given liberties and restore biblical constitutional principles. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central as he exposes the truth, calls out tyranny, and rallies patriots to action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
President Theodore Roosevelt said to announce that there must be no criticism of the president or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else. How right J.C. Ryle was. A true Christian is one who is not only peace of conscience, but war within. He may be known by his warfare as well as by his peace. Martin Luther couldn't have made the gospel any clearer when he said, "Lord Jesus, you are my righteousness. I am your sin. You took on you what was mine, yet set on me what was yours. You became what you were not, that I might become what I was not."
BBSradio.com.
Okay, guys, we're back on track. Well, it happens once in a while. Boy, I'll tell you what, when something's off kilter with a show, it bothers me to no end. And there's usually some sort of little technical difficulty you need to deal with before the show, but not during the show. So anyways, we're back on track here. I'm going to go ahead and take Bob really quick from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Bob, what say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Man, I appreciate you so much. The solution to Laws and what's his name is Article 4, Section
Ellison, yeah.
It was so plain to our founders. It was the only written guarantee in the Constitution. And the penalties of it are any man or body of men, however rich or powerful, who shall make an alteration in our form of government, whereby the powers thereof shall be attempted to be taken out of the hands of the people at large, shall stand guilty of high treason.
Yep.
And that's exactly what they're doing by all this theft. and the Muslims are doing by setting up their fortresses. And
by the way, really by the way, Bob, they're being invited into America to do the things that they're doing by the Zionists. Look at the states that they're actually setting up their military camps in. And I'm talking about the buildings that they have and the mosques that they have. John Guandolo said there's an underbelly to those mosques, and he says they are military bases. And if you look at the states these military bases are being planted into, it's being done strategically. So this is not a thing that's being done in the dark. It's not being done by chance. And yes, I can go back to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, and say this is exactly why it's happening. That is the reason it's happening. But if we look at the Judases who are betraying us, they're actually, the betrayers are sold to the American people under the guise of being the good guys. And so I wanted to make clear that the Zionists are the ones that are using the Muslims as a broom to sweep away their political opposition. And I didn't say that. They said that. So I just wanted to clarify that point.
Yeah, it's the any man or body of men. In this case, it is those Zionists that are in Congress. You know, they are taking our liberty out of the hands of the people, and they should stand guilty of high treason. I wish you'd do a deep dive into Article 4, Section 4. I'm in it every day. And it's sort of like the Bill of Rights was put into the Constitution because they didn't think everybody would understand it.
Yeah. Yep.
They understood the only written guarantee in the Constitution, so they didn't have to do a Bill of Rights on that one.
Yeah, and there were some that were for it, and there were some that were against it. But really, for those that were for it, they just wanted to make sure that there was a more of a restrictive clause put in there to make sure that people understood the Bill of Rights concerning the Constitution with the thou shalt nots concerning the God-given rights. They're there to actually protect our God-given rights, not to war against them. And that is completely inverted today, again, because it comes to the people that don't take the time to understand that they are the law. And again, so point well taken, Bob. I totally appreciate you. And I wanted to let you know, too, Bob, I went and seen The Great Awakening not once but twice, just for the history lesson of it. And it was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. And thank you for the referral. I wanted to make a point to what our friend Bob from Texas was saying and just add a little bit more to knock it out of the park, to lay the responsibility on the people. Thomas Edison, he said, the strength of the Constitution, the strength of it, okay, the laws, the enumerated laws, lies in the will of the people to defend it. It lies within the will of the people to defend the Constitution. I was thinking about it earlier. What's happening in America is so far, it's so foreign to what our forefathers established, and most people don't even realize it. And I want to tell you why it is, because of the idolatry, which leads me perfectly into what we're talking about here. People that sit back, we were talking about this at the beginning, the first segment of the show today, where Pete Hegseth goes out, quotes a fake Bible verse, literally from the movie Pulp Fiction in a Pentagon sermon. And I just want to go ahead, and just for the sake of playing it again, I want to go ahead and play it, because right away what happened is people started to try to defend it and say it's not true. It's just not true. That's not true. Here, it says, Karen said, absolutely untrue. And of course, I love that because I know before I post it, not that I haven't made mistakes, but 99% of the time, friends, we want to make sure that we can verify everything by the people that are the ones doing it or responsible for saying it, and that's why we play it for you, okay? But right away, it came out, oh, absolutely not true. No, so what we did is we found the video right away, and after we posted it, and I want you to see the video, and I just want to make clear that you all understand, sonsoflibertymedia.com, before it's news.com, I want to make clear that you understand that you're not hearing two different feeds. The video shows Pete Hegseth, what he's saying, and then Samuel Jackson, that filthy actor, what he's saying during Pulp Fiction to prove the point. It's exactly where Pete got his content.
The prayer is CSAR 25:17, and it reads, and pray with me, please.
The path of the downed aviator is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of camaraderie and duty, shepherd the lost through the valley of darkness. for he is truly his brother's keeper, and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to capture and destroy my brother. And you will know my call sign is Sandy One when I lay my vengeance upon
thee. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Okay, so you guys get the point, right? So again, it's just giving information to idolaters that don't want to have the preacher, you know, lay the axe to the root of the tree to drop their idols. That's the job of a preacher, is to slay sin, Hosea 6:5. Not to sit there and play with it, not to aid in that which props up their idols. No, it's our job to make sure people understand that we are to lay the axe to the root of the tree when it comes to their idols. That's why they get mad at me and they say to me, Bradley, don't you have anything good to say? And I brought this up just a little bit yesterday. The Bible says that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And you're to leave in the lump. That means you're supposed to get rid of the wicked doctrines, the false teachings, and those that promulgate such heresies, right? You're supposed to call them out. Well, that's what we do on the show. But we always give you the answer. Like, for example, just a couple days ago, we had highlighted none other than Franklin Graham, the gatekeeper, the one that agrees, just like his daddy did, with every single administration. They didn't preach out against their sins. They were appointed to what? Be the gatekeeper as controlled opposition to keep everybody in line when it comes to the definition of what Christianity is. Yet scripture tells us the exact opposite. And what these guys do, these heretics do, what they do is they come in, friends, and they create some form of leaven to confound people, to keep people confused, as I've said, to lead them astray through their heretical teachings, because they know that 99.999% of those that profess to be Christians in America don't read their Bibles. So they want you to believe that they're the best exhibition and example of Christianity that we have in this country, when the opposite is true. The Bible says that he spoke boldly, one having authority, and not as the scribes and the Pharisees, right? He didn't preach like those of the day, friends. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the one that spoke boldly, and the Bible said they said nothing to him. That's the Christ I serve, the man of war, the one that brings what? A sword to divide the lies from the truth. And that's the purpose of what a preacher is to do on this earth as it is in heaven, in leading them to Christ, not away from Christ. But that's what you get from the likes of a Franklin Graham, who stands up. Oh, in P.S., just wanted to make sure you all understood that every single one that I've checked out, from Paula White to Mr. He calls himself Dr. Jeffries, to Benny Hinn, to Kenneth Copeland, and all the popular preachers of the day, the Jack Hibbs that they're promoting right now, the Mark Driscolls that they're promoting right now, the Jim Jones of the day, Greg Locke, all of them are, guess what, friends? You got it. They're all Zionist. They're man-made, man-accredited men of what they call men of God. That's what they are. They're all man-made, not God-made. They're man-made. Make distinction. They're there to prop up the idol. And let me ask you again, friends, is that what they do? They prop up their idol. Remember I brought up just yesterday, Kerry Prejean was actually let go from Donald Trump's faith board because she wouldn't go along with what was going on with the Zionists. So it was the Zionists that had her removed. And then she was told by Paula White that her job was there to what? To make sure to defend the reputation of Donald Trump. Just picture that. That's what they're put into place for. And they've already told you that. Guess what, friends? Benny Hinn's a Zionist. They're all Zionist. That's why you know who they are. And guess what the real preachers are doing? They're tearing down that idol that is Rothschild man-made. And that should all the wealth further solidify Revelation 3:9 concerning every one of them, friends. It's the good old boy club, all man-made, Isaiah 28, verse 18. And it's our job as Christians to call them out for what they are, every single one of them. And yet, these are the ones that they twist Scripture, and the Bible says they pervert Scripture to their own destruction. Did you hear that? So if they're perverting Scripture to their own destruction, doesn't that mean those that are listening to these that are perverting Scripture to their own destruction, wouldn't destruction also fall upon their hearers? Absolutely. Absolutely. The point I was making with Franklin Graham here, remember, he had to pervert Scripture to justify Donald Trump attacking Iran? That's pretty... It's pretty crazy what the American people put up with. It really is. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Folks, I know that when I'm bringing out this information, that I'm just giving you... I know I'm giving you a lot of information, so sometimes I think it's important that I turn around and share it with you again. But I do want to say that I was just highlighting during the last segment, you all do, and I know a majority of you do, you do understand that these said individuals that have been put up as gatekeepers, like the Grahams, like in different movements, whatever they call them, folks, heretical movements, I should say, and how they've reversed the Scriptures. They, as I said earlier, pervert the Scriptures to their own destruction. They're all doing the same thing. And the real teachers and the real preachers are the ones in the corner. I'm telling you, and they're preaching out against what's popular among men. Why? Because they understand that that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. They understand that, and they understand why these individuals have been put up, 1 Kings 13:33, to mislead the flock. And that is just the truth of the matter. Now, I want you to just check this, because if you look at 2 Peter 3:16, it again talks about perverting scripture to their own destruction, and it applies to the hearers as well. It refers to ignorant or unstable people distorting difficult Bible passages, specifically Paul's letter, to fit persons' agendas, resulting in their spiritual ruin. I can't define it any better than what's popular amongst Christendom, or should I say a lack of, because what you see in said Christendom is a complete mockery. In America, it is man-made now. It is man-made, and you can see it's man-made. I mean, I can go over it, and I can go over it, and I can go over it, but again, let's go back to the point that I just highlighted with Franklin Graham. Folks, he is a stand-in. He is a gatekeeper. He is the baser sort that has been put in line to basically stand up and prop up the idol of the administration. And they've been doing it for 60, 70 years in this country. Franklin's no different. And what I was just highlighting, friends, is that he twisted scripture and examples in scripture to justify the war of hitting the Iranians. Which there's no justification, friends, just like there was none in Iraq and just like how many other wars, no constitutional justification whatsoever. So you can understand why Franklin's been put in place. And it's not just been him. But folks, just a couple days ago, I had brought in a video from a lady from the UK, a foreigner, to tell the American people that he just perverted scripture big time to justify what Trump is doing. The world's condemning these unlawful actions of the current administration. And here comes the Grahams every single time. Here comes Paula White, doesn't matter because nobody takes her seriously whatsoever. And when people take the time to understand who the Franklin Grahams of the world are, they're not going to take him seriously neither, because we can see by his action, he props up every single administration. He's not standing against their sin, friends. That is man-made. And then you got Dr. Jeffries, as I was saying. But again, you have foreigners coming out and telling you, folks, these people, what they're telling you is completely untrue, and that's not how it is, line upon line, in Scripture. That's why I bring up 2 Peter 3:16 and perverting Scripture, because it's exactly what they do. Friends, I know that there's a lot of people out there, and I'm talking to the bad guys too. The Bible says the Lord is angry with the wicked every day. That is the people that put up with these crooks. That's exactly the truth of the matter. Listen, you have to understand, life is a vapor. That falls to all of us. I want to say it this way. 10 out of 10 people will die. They're not above death. And all of those that preceded these fools as well, and these scoundrels as well, you have to understand they're going to meet the same judge on judgment day, just like the rest of us are. See, and they're going to go in without excuse. They're going headlong, and they mean to bring all of us with them. And that's why I'm here doing my best with the grace given by God to warn the American people that they mean for us to all go headlong into a new world order. No, absolutely not. I also have some brand new information that was pulled up yesterday. And this is the ex-nephew of Paula White, who's calling out Paula White for her scandals, her adulterated relationship with none other than Benny Hinn, who is another Zionist. And by the way, Paula White, I don't know if you know this or not, friends, but she's also, there's video out there where you can watch her praising the Moonies. It's almost pathetic what the people take as being legitimate, honestly. And I guess what Donald is trying to do is he's trying to find the baser sort, folks, to make himself look good in their sight. Or I should say, to make himself look good in their sight. See, he means to bring in the baser sort so he looks better. Well, he's having a real problem because people are looking at him now and saying, wait a second, it doesn't get any lower than this. And now look where we're at, right? And then what does he do? He pulls up the likes of these individuals. It's amazing. But ex-nephew of Paula White comes out and exposes everything, the whole movement. Years of church corruption and cover-ups. Folks, again, I want to make sure that you understand it's a just judge who sits on the throne of righteousness that is exposing all of this as the mercy to the rest of us, Luke 12:2, and that we will deal with it and do our jobs on this earth as it is in heaven, right? That his will might be done. And it's not his will that the country's destroyed, people. That's on us, not on him. Don't blame the Lord for what it is that you tolerate, okay? Yesterday, I'd highlighted this kook, this heretic. They call her, and she's not a prophet. It's all mockery. But Prophet Patricia King, believing that you can smoke the Holy Ghost and get high. I played the video yesterday. These people are put up on purpose. Swearing in the cussing Mark Driscoll. Folks, I've warned you about this jester in the circus as well, over and over, who's appointed to entertain the goats. That's all he's doing. And the people are listening to him. And folks, his team came out, as I highlighted yesterday, and highlighted the fact that whatever he preaches on Sunday, he's not living on Monday. And yet his congregants increase rather than decrease. No, I want to tell you how it happens. What's happening here, friends? The worse they are, the more that the administration seeks him out to promote them, like it tells us in 1 Kings 13:33. Mark Driscoll invited to speak at Trump's rededication of America to God. You better ask the question, friends, because I can tell you scripturally, they're not talking about the God of the Bible. But I'm here also to tell you, the God of the Bible is judging them and anybody else that puts up with their nonsense, because it's all heresy. Yesterday, I took the time to play a video for you of how Mark and his little bunny, Mark Driscoll, and his buddy, John Lindell decides to bring in a man, half naked, a homosexual, dancing on a pole. And then Mark comes out and says he was up all night, you know, trying to play all pious, and then says, you know, there's the Jezebel spirit. What does that have to do with the Jezebel spirit, Marky? What do we believe this week, Mark? No wonder why people are confused around you. But isn't it interesting, friends? He then later, I didn't tell you this yesterday, but did you know that later on, Marky goes back and apologizes to John? Did you also know that when Mark was up on stage, he says, I'm not here to rebuke or correct anybody. What would you bring it up for? These are the ones that are being promoted, friends. Why? Ask yourself. And then I took the time as well to bring up Jim Jones here. Popular internet pastor. Greg, who made him popular? How come he wasn't deplatformed, friends? Ask yourself. Come on. I want you to answer the question. I want you to come up with your own conclusions. Why are all of these popular preachers popular? Because they haven't been deplatformed. They haven't been censored. Is this by chance or is this purposed? Absolutely 100% it's purpose, because they want you listening to the misleadings of these heretics. Pastor Greg Locke, folks, he marries his wife's best friend, who happened to be the secretary of the church. The way he justified leaving his former wife was saying that she had mental illness issues. So he could marry his wife's best friend. Which one has the mental illness issues? Oh my goodness, folks. These games that they're playing are short-lived, friends. Just like those that tolerate them. Those that do nothing but complain about what they tolerate, you better rest assured you're responsible for the outcome in this life as to what's done and what's not done concerning crime and these heresies that start within the church. Why? Because the judgment of God begins in the house of God. It's time to get rid of the leaving in the lump, friends, because once we put ourselves and chastise ourselves that we might not be condemned with the world, guess what? The Lord shows mercy. Read Matthew 5 or Amos 5:15 as well. But that when we do that, friends, the Lord shows mercy. And then once we're righted by the Holy Ghost, who comes in and changes the disposition of our hearts by the Holy Ghost, what happens? Well, then we're ready to go out to the world and correct and right the wrongs there too. That is what the Word of God says, Isaiah 58, verse 12. Hey, folks, all of these heretics are the ones talking much of God's love, and we're going to get to the topic right off and right out of the gate tomorrow. Love you by what we do.